Today's shir is dedicated by Dr. Yosef and Mrs. Yael Gurevich in honor of their grandparents, Mr. and Mrs. Moshe Rubin. Today's shir is Masechta Ksubos Daf Pei Ches, and we will begin on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, Pei Zayin Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom. We had learned in the Mishnah in our previous shir, the Mishnah taught us that if Eid Echad Me'ida, she perua, if an Eid one aide says testimony that the ksuba was paid up, the loch is like tifer el b'shvua. And when she comes to collect the ksuba, she has to make a shvua that she's indeed entitled to it. Says the Gemara, Sava Rami Becham Alameim, shvu d'raisa. That the chiv, that this chiv shvua is a chiv d'raisa, the ksiv. As the pasuk says, l'yakam eirecha b'ish l'chal oven l'chal chattis, l'chal oven l'chal chattis. To bake a person b'chayiv misa, malchus, carbon, or to make him have to pay, who they in a come? An eid echad does not have the authority to make that happen. I will come who the shvua, but he can't force a person to have to make a shvua. And says the Gemara, from a mar, come makum sheshnayim b'chayiv oise mamon, wherever the testimony is so strong that had two people said that testimony, the person who they said the testimony against would be obligated to pay whatever they have to pay. The halacha is, if there's only one aid saying testimony, the halacha is they are mechayiv v'shvur. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava Shtei Tshuvas B'Dover. There are two reasons why to disagree with Rav Ravim Bechama. One, the kol and the shban shabatayra. In all cases where the Torah mandates a shvua, the shban v'lo mishalmim, the purpose of the shvua is to make a shvua and not have to pay based on the shvua. As we've learned just in our previous year, that somebody is moedav amixis, he partially admits to something that he owes. So the halacha we learned was that he makes the shvua that what he's saying is true, and he won't have to pay. He won't have to pay what he's being claimed against. Here, in our case, nishbas for noitelus. What she accomplishes with a shvua is that she makes the shvua and she does collect the ksuba. Void, and another reason why it's difficult to explain, to accept what we're learning, because the halacha is, we don't make a shvua when it involves real estate. And as we've discussed so many times, a ksuba is something that a person's real estate holdings are obligated to. So that's why to call this a shvua deraisa, says the Gemara, is very difficult. El Amar Rava, says Rava, when our Mishnah says that there's an eid echad claiming that the ksuba was paid up, is only midrabanan. The entire obligation to make the shvua is only chiv derabanan, and the reason the shvua is made is kedei lahafis dat shel baal, just because the husband is upset. The husband says, I paid off the entire ksuba, and not only did I pay off the whole ksuba, I even have an eid echad to back up what I'm saying. That's why the halach is they obligate the woman to make a shvur. But says Rava, if the husband is smart and maisila, he could bring her with a shvur deraisa. He could force her to, in, as the Gemara will describe in a moment, that she would have to make a shvur deraisa. Rashi explains that what is the difference if it's a shvur deraisa or shvur derabanan. The shvur deraisa, when somebody makes a shvur that he's obligated to make midraisa, he has to use the Shem Hashem when he makes the shvur, and he holds a Sefer Torah. By shvur derabanan, that isn't the case. But Tosfos asks a question. Tosfos asks that Rashi Masechta Gittin says that by shvur derabanan, the same halachas apply. Says the Maram Rittenberg. Indeed, under normal circumstances, says the Maram Rattenberg, a shvu deraisa, a shvu derabanan needs holding Sefer Torah and needs the Shem Hashem. Here, as the Gemara just said, the entire reason that this woman is making a shvua is only lahafastatoi, to calm the husband down who's so upset. When a shvua is a shvua de Rabbonon, a real shvua de Rabbonon, so then Rashi will hold, then you have to make with all these conditions. Here, since it's a shvua, since it's only lahafastatoi, the halacha is that you, if it were only a shvua de Rabbonon, you don't have to do all these conditions. So says the Gemara, ibkechu, so if the husband is smart and he wants to get the woman to have to make a shvua, the raisa, and I saw that other Rishonim give different explanations. What's the difference between a shvua de raisa? The halacha is by shvua de raisa, the halacha is that if the party that's supposed to make the shvua, the halacha is choshed, is a person that we can't trust to make a shvua, we obligate the other party to make a shvua. If both of them people we can't trust, the halacha is that since neither of them can trust, are trusted, we leave the status quo. The halacha, however, by shvua drabanan, is that if she can't swear and the other party can't swear, we wouldn't make her lose. Wouldn't make her lose a ksuba because of that. Another pshat that I saw is that by shvua deraisa, we do all sort, the bezdin would do all sorts of different activities to cause the person to not make the shvua or to really be scared before they make the shvua. The Gemara Taisus Masechta Bav Metzia Daf Yudalam and Aleph Devarim Maskel Dina says that when they made a shvua deraisa and bezdin, they would light candles and they would do other things to create a certain environment that a person shouldn't want to make a shvua. By shvua derabanan, we don't have that. The Aruch along the same lines that says that by shvua deraisa we scare the person. Ma'ayman aleha, we make her scared to be concerned not to make the shvua. By shvua derabanan, we don't. Some exact actually say by shvua deraisa they used to blow a shofar in the bezdin, again to cause the person to be fearful and tremble, which wouldn't be the case by shvua derabanan. But says the Gemara, so since we want to create that situation, that it should be a shvua deraisa, what we do is, ibikeich maisele de shvua deraisa. If he's smart, he creates a situation of being able to make a shvua deraisa. What does he do? Yovle ksubasa ba'apichat sada. He gives a ksuba again in front of 1 8. V'samach sada kama sada basra. So now there are two edim. The aid that's saying testimony that she received the ksuba. And if she now will claim she didn't get the ksuba, there'll be two edim that said, they'll say that she is, received the ksuba. I obvious question. He loses out by doing this because he will have paid, according to his position, the ksuba twice. Says the Gemara, Mukalei Lahana Kamoi, and he says that the money that he gave the first time, he'll say it wasn't as a payment for the ksuva. He'll say it was a payment for halva, for money that he lent her. And if she'll say that she didn't receive it, so then there'll be a whole new situation. It'll be a situation where this aid, the aid for the first loan, is going for the first payment, is going to say that she owes her husband money. And we know when an aid echad, as we learned a few moments ago, says that somebody owes me money, she's going to have to swear midoraisa that she doesn't owe the money, because here she's indeed making a shvua deraisa. She's making a shvua that she doesn't owe the money. She's not making shvua to receive payment. And it's also not a situation of karka. He's saying that I lent you money and you owe it to me. And therefore, what he will have accomplished is that it won't be just, as we explained a moment ago, a shvua derabanan. It'll be a shvua deraisa, because what he will have said, what the first aid is saying now, is that she owes him money for money that he lent her, and that's a shvua deraisa. asked the Gemara, how could one make a suggestion that that should be a good option? Maskler of Shish Breda Ravidi, Hech Samakada Samak Asad Basra. How can we combine the testimony of these two Edom? The two Edom did not see the same thing. And Edom could only combine to say testimony when they're combining to say that they saw the same thing. Here they're not combining to say that they saw the same thing. So how can we even suggest that that would be a valid way of making a shvua? El Amar of Shesh Breid Ravidi. What he should do is Yovel Ksubos Ba'apasad of Kam Vasad Basra. When he pays her the second time, he should bring the first aid that he had from before, and now bring a second aid. And the truth is, it doesn't have to be the first aid has to be there together. That, however, the Rashi points out, it should be, it makes sense that you should have the same aid for both times. And now she can't deny the second payment. There are two aidim who are testifying to that second payment. And then the money that he gave originally, he'll say it was for a loan. It was he loaned her money. He'll have an aid echad to back that up, and therefore she'll have to swear a shvur deraisa. Maskler of Ashi, we still haven't completely solved the issue. Akati, Yochal Emeima, she could still say, Shtei Ksubas Havoi, that I had two Ksubas. And Drushayim ask, how, why would a woman be able to claim that she had two Ksubas? So one explanation they give is that she'll say that my Ksuba was a very large amount, and since it was such a large amount, she agreed to have half of it paid, and then the second, and then write a new ksuba for the balance. But she's saying that they're both ksubas. Or another explanation that the Shita quotes, how she could explain herself, is that this is a woman, she'll say she got divorced, and before her husband paid her back the ksuba from that marriage, they got remarried. And he agreed, when a couple gets remarried, he agreed to reactivate the first ksuba. And besides agreeing to reactivate the first ksuba, he also said he'll write another ksuba for an additional obligation. El Amar Vashi, the only way he could make a come to shvur deraisa is hu d'moidel hu, as he tells the two edim before they say testimony to time he pays back the second time, that he already paid her the ksuba. And the only reason he's appointing them for this purpose is to be able to collect back the first payment, which she claims she didn't get, but he knows he gave her. And since the Edom know that it wasn't paid for a ksuba payment, she can't claim that it was a ksuba payment because it's unlikely that somebody would give two payments. So the fact that the husband notified the wife, that notified the Edom that this is what he's doing, she won't be able to say that they're both ksubas payment. And that's how she'll be able to turn the shvur, the Rabbanon, into the shvur deraisa. We learned further in the Mishnah that if a woman comes to collect from the Chasm Shabadim or from the Yisayinim, they're too leitifra el b'shvur. Tanan Chasm, the Mishnah Masech the Shvur says, v'kenei Yisayim lo yifru el b'shvur. That the halacha is that when Yisoyimim pay off obligations, that people are obligated, they should only make a shvur. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Man, what does that mean? Ilayim meloiva, that they take out a shtar, that the loiva owes the father money. And the father had a shtar, had a document in his belonging that is the case. Ask the Gemara, we know, and this is the principle behind this piece of Gemara, that we always try to work in favor of the assignment. So ask the Gemara, if the father were alive and the father took out a shtar and said to the loiva, you owe me money, the father, the malva, would not have to swear to collect payment. So ask the Gemara, Hashtaviyim Shokabla Shvua, if the father, who we don't go out of our way to protect his rights, is able to collect without a Shvua, Inu, does it make any sense that they should have to make a Shvua? And explains the Ritva, that we shouldn't explain that the Mishnah is speaking about a case that this Gemara is speaking about a case where the loiva makes them swear. Because indeed, maybe if the loiva would make them swear, it's a question if they would have to swear. The Pnei Yeshua actually holds that the loiva could force the malva to swear, but the loiva cannot force the yesoimim of the malva to pay, swear. But even if we'll say that the loiva could force the malva and his yesoimim to swear, if he doesn't say it, Bezdin doesn't initiate it. Elohakama. The chene yisoimim, many yisoimim. Both the malva and the loiva passed away. And the yisoimim of the malva are coming to collect money from the yisoimim of the loiva. Since they're collecting money from yisoimim, the aloch is layifru el b'shvua, they require to make a shvua. And here too we have an interesting machlokes rishonim. Certainly the halacha is that whenever we try to extract payment from Yisoimim, we have to make a shvua. But here, those that are extracting payment from the Yisoimim are also Yisoimim. So as a machlokes rishonim, does this happen on its own? The moment that we're trying to extract money from Yisoimim, even though those who are trying to extract the payment are Yisoimim themselves, they have to make a shvua, or will the halacha be that since it's Yisoimim from Yisoimim, only if the Yisoimim that are being asked to pay demand a shvua, can they demand a shvua? But if they don't demand a shvua, we don't make a shvua without them. Maskla Rava Adraba, Kolaim Amar Zekra Yehuda Loishanu, that the halacha is that when the Yisoimim of the Malba make the Yisoimim of the Loivim to pay, Elish Amru Amalanu Abelavisi. The case is that the Yisoimim of the Loiva said to them, our father said, I borrowed or parati, and I paid it up. Ava Amru Amalanu Lavisi. If the father said, our father told us he never borrowed money, Apashvula Yifru, even if they make a shvur that the money is owed, they wouldn't have to pay. Ask the Gemara, Maskla Rava. Adrabba, the halacha is that if somebody says I never paid, if he says I never borrowed, he's saying I never paid. And now the fact that the yisoimim of the malva do have a shtar, and the yisoimim of the loiva are never indicating that they paid off the shtar, the halacha will be that not only will they have to pay, but since they are admitting that they didn't pay it back, because of the rule that we just says, they would be allowed to pay, they would have to pay, and not only would I have to pay, but the halacha is, I would have to pay without a shvur, even though normally maybe that they would have to pay, make a shvur. Ella, says the Gemara, itma hach itma. If we're going to understand this Gemara, this is the way to understand. Amra Zreik, Amra Yehuda, loy shanu, that Yisoimim don't collect from Yisoimim with a Shvua, El Sh'amri Yisoimim, when the Yisoimim of the Loiva say, Amalanu Abba, where our father told us, Levisi Uparati, that I borrowed money from this individual, and I had paid him back. Aval Amru, if the Yisoimim of the Loiva say, Amalanu Abba Loi Levisi, that our father said I never borrowed money from this individual, the Froim, not only do they have to pay the Yisoimim of the Malva, but they pay Shloi B'Shvua. Because as we just learned, the Kalaima Loila Visi, Kaima Loila Prati Dami. What happens if the Yisoimim of the Loiva come and say that their father told them that this document that's going to be presented by the Malva or by the Yisoimim is Mezuyif, it's a forgery? The halacha is that we have to be, the halacha is we have to be mekayim the shtar, we have to certify the shtar, and after the shtar is certified, the yisoimim of the loiva will have to pay it. Moreover, says the Ritva, that we don't raise such a claim, even though there's a cloud throughout Shas, that we, Taninon, we raise claims on behalf of Yesoimim. To raise a claim that a shtar that looks good is perua or is mezuyif, that's not the type of claim that we raise. Typically, documents were not forged, and we won't raise that claim by ourselves. We learned further in the Mishnah, the nefrash lebefanov, a wife who's claiming payment of a ksuba where her husband is not there, the halacha is loytifer el b'shvua. Amar Rav Acha Sarabira, Masabal of Nei Rav Yitzchak ben Tuchya. There was an episode where something came in front of Rav Yitzchak ben Tuchya, Vama, and he said, Loy Shanu, this halacha that Chazal said that she shouldn't get paid without a shvua is El Ksubas Isha. The reason that she's paid Shaloi Befanov is Shem Chinov. We want women to be able to get married. Av Bachoyf, so that's why Chazal said that even though the husband is not here, as long as she makes a shvua, that will be adequate. Av a Bachoyf like Loi can't collect from the Malva, can't collect from the Loiva, even if he makes a shvua, he has to wait for the loiva to return, and then he can collect. Rav Amar of Nachman, afil balchoyv. Even balchoyv can collect without the balchoyv being there, because we don't want to have a situation, says the Gemara, shloi kol echav echa noita ma'osu shal chaveroi. We don't want that people should borrow money, and then v'hoyle for yoshev v'dinas yam, and then travel overseas, and the malva would never be able to collect, because we're learning now that you can't collect when the loiva is not here. And what that will cause, says the Gemara, v'ata noel dels v'fnei lovin, nobody's going to ever want to lend money because of this concern. The thing is, the Gemara we learned in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Oima calls mancha tevas ksubasa, as long as she's collecting the ksuba, yarshim ashbinaisa, the yarshim can make a swear. V'im ena tevas ksubasa, but if she's not collecting a ksuba, that was the ambiguous statement that Rav Shimon made. And now the Gemara begins to analyze what did Rav Shimon mean. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon, ahai. Regarding what case of the Mishnah was Rav Shimon speaking to? Amar Yirmiyah, aha. We learned in the Mishnah, v'frash lo b'fronof, when a woman's collecting the ksuba when the husband's not here. Lo tifer el b'shvua, says the Gemara, if we learn the Mishnah, simple, loishna mezainah loishna ksuba. Whether she's coming to collect the mezainahs, we know that the husband's obligated to support his wife. And since he's obligated to support his wife, if he went away, Bezdin goes to his assets to collect what she is owed. And says the Gemara, and the same thing is if the husband sent her a get. And if the husband sent her a get, then she's collecting her ksuba. So the Tanakhama says that in both of these situations that we just identified, a shvu is made. Thus, Rav Shimon Lameimer calls mancha tevas ksubasa. If she's coming to collect the ksuba, yoshem mashbinasa. Ain't tevas ksubasa, but if she's not coming to collect the ksuba, but she's only coming to collect the support to which she's entitled, ain't yoshem mashbinasa. They don't make a swear. It says the Gemara, and this is actually machlokes that was taught previously. The kamutzigli beplukt the dechanan ubnei kaharim gedolim. The tanan mishalach lemdinas yam. If somebody went overseas, vishta tevas mezonos, and he left his wife without funding for support, and his wife demands her support that we know she's entitled to. Chanan amit teshava besoif. The halacha is that when she ultimately becomes an almana or grusha, and she comes to collect the ksuba, that's when she makes a shvua that she didn't take anything that doesn't belong to her. However, when she's now coming to collect for support, she need not make a shvua. Nechelku, says the Braisa, however, Nechelku alav b'nei kahanim gedolim v'amru tishava b'tchila, when she starts getting support, she has to make a shvua u'besoif. And at the end, when she gets a ksuba. And the two separate shvuas. One shvua is that she, at the beginning, makes a shvua that the husband did not leave her over any way of any funding for support. And when she comes to collect the ksuba, she makes a shvu that she did not get the ksuba payment. Rav Shimon says, Kechanon. Rav Shimon holds like Chanon. Rabbanon say that she only swears for the ksuba, not for support. Rabbanon hold like the Bnei Kedayim Gedolim that she has to swear both for Mezoinus and for the ksuba. Maskler Rav Sheshes, how Yorshim is being asoy? The way we're learning now, this is not the Yorshim obligate the shvur. Bezdin must be nice to boy like that. This is the procedure that Bezdin has to follow. Alam Rav Yosef. So that can't be what the Mishnah meant. So the Gemara goes back to the beginning. What did Rav Shimon mean with his statement in our Mishnah? Ella Amar Rav Sheshes, aha. Halcha, the halacha is, we go back that the woman whose husband said that you won't have to make a shvua. I exempt you from a shvua both to myself and to my yorshim. So halcha mikev a balal beis aviyah. She never was involved with her husband's estate. Or even she goes back to her husband's home. However, Nasa Apotropa. And but she wasn't appointed to be involved in his estate. Ain't Yorshim as B.S.I. The Yorshim can't make her swear that she misappropriated any money. The Nasa Apotropa, if she is appointed the administrator over the estate, Yorshim has been aside. The Yorshim can make a swear that she didn't keep anything that she doesn't deserve. Allah said lovai. But that shvua is only from somebody for money that she administered after the husband's death. The Rashi says that not only in a situation where they're making a definitive claim that she took money that she wasn't deserving, can they make her make a shvua? But even if it's a shema, even though they just want to make a swear that she should swear that she didn't take anything she didn't deserve, the halacha is that they can make her make such a shvua even on a shema if she's an apotropis on their assets. But what she administered while the husband was alive, they can't make a swear. For as we explained, we're speaking here about the case where the husband explicitly exempted her from shvua. Vasar Shmuel Meimer, Kozman shetavas ksubasa, Yorshim has been asay. When she's asking for a ksuba, the halacha is habal lifra menasa yisaimim. Somebody comes to collect from the yisaimim. She's coming to collect from the yisaimim her ksuba. The halacha is that she collects only with shvua. Ein tavas ksubasa, but if she's not asking for ksuba, ein yarshim has been asay. The yarshim can't force her to swear if she didn't misappropriate any money while she was the apotropis. Says the Gemara, what is the machloikus here about? The kamifagli, but pluk the dabishov rabbonin, the tanan. There was an individual who was appointed by the father of the Yisoymim to run his estate after he passes away. Yeshava, he should swear to the Yisoymim when they become adults that he didn't misappropriate any of the money. Because there is no concern, explained the Rishonim, that he's not going to want to become an apotropis. Because nobody would become apotropis unless there was a reason that he owed something to his father. And the fact that he's ultimately going to have to make a shvua won't stop him from agreeing to becoming an apotropis because he feels the obligation to become an apotropis. But if the person was appointed by Bezdin, then lo yeshava. If you're going to make, Bezdin asked this person to be the administrator. And if what the cost of being the apotropis is that he has to make a shvua, he's going to say, I don't want to become an apotropis. And that's why Rabbanon hold that he shouldn't make a shvua in order that it shouldn't prevent him from agreeing to being the apotropis. Abishol omer chilef advarim. Mimel Bezdin yishava, if Bezdin appointed him to be the apotropis, so that's a sign of great honor. That Bezdin trusts this individual to appoint him to be an apotropis. And that covered is very valuable to the person. So even though the price of that kavod is that he's going to have to make a shvuah, he's prepared to make a shvuah. Mino avir yisamim, but if he was appointed by the father of the yisamim, lo yishava, because he's not going to want to become an apotropis if the price for being the an apotropis is that he's going to have to ultimately make a shvuah. So says the Gemara Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that when she doesn't ask for ksuba, we don't make a swear. Holds like Abba Shaul, because if she's going to have to make a shvuah, she won't agree to be an apotropis. Rabbanon, who hold that we do make a swear, holds like Rabbanon, and we're not concerned that she's not going to want to be an apotropis, because if her husband asks her to be an apotropis, she's going to do it because her husband asked. And the fact that it costs that she's going to have to make a shvuah won't prevent her from becoming apotropis. Maskel Abaya, Abaya asks, how can we explain that this is what Rav Shimon meant in our Mishnah? Ko zman shetekvas kvasa, that means that we ask, when she asks for ksuba, we start saying, should we make a shvuah or not? Im tavas, what the Mishnah should have said, when, if she's asking for ksuba meboile, that should have been the wording of the Mishnah. Elam Abaya ha, Rav Shimon means to say like this, kosvalo, the husband wrote, neder ushvua, ain li alayich. If you come to collect your ksuba, neder shvua ain li alayich, ain yichay lashbi. We learned that entire discussion in the Mishnah. But what about a shvua on her yarshim? That means, let's say she died, and her yarshim come to collect the ksuba, that the husband did not exempt. But if the husband wrote, neder shvua ain li v'loy liyarshi, v'loy l'bayim b'rishusay, I and anybody who is an extension of me can exempt alayich, you the wife, v'yarshayich, anybody who is you, comes from you, v'abayim b'rishusach, then en yachal ashbiyah, anybody that comes as an extension of her. Extension of her are either her yarshim, her barn b'shusa, are people who might have bought the ksuba from her, and now if she was owed a ksuba, they're coming to collect what they're entitled to from the husband or from his state. To which Rav Shimon comments, what is the machloikus? Says the Gemara of Kamifki, they're going back to Machloikis that we learned in a previous year, the Machloikis of Abishol ben Imamiri v'Rabbonan. The question is, does this exemption work? Rav Shimon holds like Abishol, that says that in Fras Menichse Yisoymim, that even though the husband had explicitly exempted her, she has to swear. Because as we explained in our previous year, Rav Abishol ben Imam Miriam is of the opinion that Chazal made a rule that anybody who comes to collect from the Yisoymim lo yifer el b'shvua, and no exemption that the husband, father, makes could be valid against that rule. Rabbanon could say like the Rabbanon, that even though it normally is a rule that Abol lifer menichse Yisoymim lo yifer el b'shvua, a t'nai can be made to exempt. Maskler Papa Hotainach. Now we could understand what the wording of the Mishnah is. Kozman Shetukvas Ksubasa. Even though the father had exempted her, Rav Shimon is coming to tell us that Tovas Ksubasa, if she's coming to collect her ksuba, she has to swear. But Ena Tovas Ksubasa, then if she's not asking for ksuba, Ma Boy Lamemba, what's it saying? The shvuah is connected to a claim of payment. If there is no claim of payment, of course there is no shvuah. Elamar Rapapa. Rapapa goes back to what we said earlier, that the halacha is that when she comes to ask for a ksuba, the yarshin can make a swear. And even though the father had exempted her, the halacha is that habal from Yisrael and Leifer el b'shvuah. And what he's coming to say is Lafuk Midrabalazim Achalakasai. In the previous year, we had also learned, 2 shiurim back, we had learned the opinion of Rebelezer. The halacha was that Rebelezer said, can she the man, a husband can make his wife swear and anything that he gave her in their marriage, that she didn't keep anything for himself. The halacha is that that was the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, and he's saying that we, if the husband makes a swear, everybody agrees that if he didn't give her an exemption, he can make a swear. But Rabbi Elazar says he could swear on this also. And this is what our Mishnah says, that what we're learning in our Mishnah, even though Rabbi Shimon's saying that when she's coming to collect her ksuba from the Yarshim, no exemption that the father gave could exempt her from having to have to swear on the ksuba. Again, because of the rule of Abar Lifram Yisaymirim La Yifra El B'Shvua, that's only on the ksuba payment that the exemption cannot be valid. But Rav Shimon and everybody in our Mishnah agrees that if the husband had explicitly exempted his wife, that if you will be my apotropos, the minister of my fund, you won't have to make a shvua, that's an exemption that everybody agrees is valid, and they can't force her to swear if that exemption was granted to her.